Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Dublin's The Liberties has been named by Time Out magazine as one of the 39 coolest neighbourhoods in the world. The historic area clocked in at number 23 on the list. It joins destinations in Japan, Belgium and in Finland. And our reporter Sarah Madden has been out and about in the streets of the Liberties earlier today to see what locals thought of their world coolest title.
The coolest thing is the people, the original people, not the fly-by-nights that come in now.
I would need to see the rest of the world before I can confirm if it's the greatest in the world, but I live in it and it's pretty damn cool.
I would say the amount of coffee shops, the antique shops, the charity shops, to be honest. That's, for me, a very cozy area. I've been wandering around here like the past 3 hours because it's so nice.
I don't know where they're getting that from.
Why?
It's horrible. Well, you've got Meave Street, which is fine, and then you've got this Francis Street, which is gentrified. Then there's kind of like the hinterland between it. It's basically all tourists and students, as the bemused locals.
I was born and reared in here.
So do you think you made it cool?
Well, I don't know. Everyone here helps one another, no matter who you are. You don't do that everywhere. If anybody asks you where such a place is, all we're short of is bringing them to it.
The atmosphere.
You're just welcomed when
you
come
so
into
friendly.
It. It's just the history alone. Like, I remember going into Lark and it used to be here.
Yeah.
It was the best meat shop at a time. It was brilliant. It's
just
so nice. You know, the memories. It has the memories.
The Liberties locals chatting to our reporter Sarah Madden. Kevin O'Kelly Jr. is the owner of the Thomas House pub in Dublin's The Liberties. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme. Why is The Liberties one of the world's coolest?
Well, I don't know whether it's one of the world's coolest, but it's definitely getting there. I think it's a historical area, and just because I think we're just on the outskirts of the city centre. So it's changed over the last 10 years dramatically because I think people are spreading out a little bit further, you know.
So it's not just a combination, I suppose, of having locals that are born and bred and living in the Liberties, but, you know, the wealth of experience that's been brought in by outsiders too.
Well, I mean, you know, if you travel around, it broadens your horizons, doesn't it? So I think the mix of people in the Liberties is a healthy mix at the moment, with the original old people still there and some new people coming in. So I think that helps, you know.
Yeah, it's funny because I was looking at what you know, how do Time Out magazine, what makes an area the coolest, you know? And Dublin, by the way, has had a long, rich heritage of claiming this title too, because only last year Inchicore ranked 25th. Smithfield made it to second position in 2023, and Stony Batter made the list as well in 2022. And as I mentioned, the Liberties has been ranked in the 23rd spot this year. But the things they look at, like the selection criteria, is based around culture, community, livability, nightlife and the food and drink offering. So you can maybe take some claim to that, Kevin.
Well, I think the Thomas House was probably accused of being the start of the change of gentrification in the Liberties. I'm not too sure whether that's a good badge of honour to have or not, but I think The Liberties is soaked in history and a rich history. And, you know, for a long time, I think we were leapfrogged for people going towards two of the biggest tourist attractions in the country, in the Guinness Storehouse and Kilmainham Jail. And I think it was neglected for a long time, but people just got on with it. And I think there's a healthy mix between, you know, tradition and some people reviving empty shop units again.
Well, it's obviously working out well. I mean, the majority of the people chatting to Sarah Madden a little earlier, you know, all didn't seem too surprised that it's claimed this title today. Amy Ryan is joining us as well, Kevin. Amy is the visitor services manager with Marsh's Library in the Dublin Liberties. Are you surprised by the new title, Amy?
No, I have to say that I'm not really surprised, just with from how the area's grown over the last few years.
What do you think makes it one of the coolest suburbs in the world?
Well, I suppose just kind of going back to what everyone's been saying, number one, it starts with the people who have built this area up over the years and have kept, you know, businesses going for years and generations. Then, you know, you have kind of other as they say, travel broadens horizons, people moving in, kind of developing on that history and just kind of bringing in all these new local businesses as well.
Yeah.
So it's made for a really, I think, like, colourful community, and I think it is one of the best places to be.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the things that the judging team, if you like, that they focused on this year was the homely village-like enclaves with a tight-knit community, revitalised city centre hubs that might have been formerly, you know, more dormant in industrial areas. Like, that probably fits quite well then, Kevin, with the Liberties area.
It does. You know, I think what's happened with, you've mentioned areas like Stony Batter and Inchicore in particular, and Smithfield. I think what's happened is, it's like fashion goes round in a circle again. Like, you know, 40 years yeah. ago, people would have shopped locally, they would have stayed in their local areas. And I think there's a degree of people coming in with a sense of entrepreneurialness that are taking over old shop units or old buildings with a bit of character in them and sticking in a florist's or a news agent's or news agent's not a good example, but a wine shop or something like that. And I think it's just revitalising a tradition that hadn't been there for a long
so
time,
many
you
years.
Know?
Yeah, no,
and that's
really
what adds to the community.
Big time.
Sorry for
yeah, no, not at all. I would have thought even Portobello, you know, too, could probably have been added. It sort of had a trendy facelift, didn't it, over the years. Stony
yeah.
Batter as well, and no surprise to see Smithfield on that list from 2023. Well done to everybody. If you're living or working out of the Liberties today, you've been ranked by Time Out magazine as one of the 39 coolest neighbourhoods across the globe. Kevin O'Kelly Jr., Amy Ryan, thanks a million for joining us. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.